Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for the opportunity and the blessing it is to gather as your followers and worship together. And again, I know that we can do this from our home, and I know we can do it on our couch, and we can do it anywhere. But there is something beautiful and wonderful about being able to come together as a body of believers and worship with other people who love you as we do. So, Lord, that is our desire today, not to open the doors of this particular building just to do it, but because, Lord, we want a place that honors and glorifies you. So that's what we desire for this worship to be, not to be a worship of this church or of our spirit, but to be a worship, to be a place where you are honored and glorified, that the songs that we sing are sung to you, that when we open up your word, we open up our hearts as well to hear and respond to what you have to say to us. Lord, so as we worship you today, I pray that you are the object of our worship. And we will be careful to give you all the honor and glory and praise. We ask all these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Well, a couple of announcements to share with you guys. We're going to be continuing our night of prayer, which is on Wednesday night. On Wednesday morning, I'll send out an email list to everybody who's on the email list. Again, if you haven't been getting those emails, please make sure that we have your email address or your most up-to-date email so we can make sure that you get the prayer list. I know we've had a lot of people who have been faithfully praying over that prayer list, and we've seen God, even in this time of quarantine, answer in some really mighty and powerful ways these prayer requests that we've been bringing. If you do have any updates or additions to the prayer list, please call or email the office. We want to keep the prayer list fresh. I tend to leave the prayer requests that come in, but it is nice to get updates. It is nice to let the people who are praying know how things are going, because it is one thing to pray. It's equally encouraging to know that those prayers are that God is working mightily through those prayers. So please keep us updated with any additions or updates to your prayer requests. Our study of 1 Peter is continuing each and every Wednesday on the Bible on our website. We just finished First Peter chapter 3. We're going to continue to work through Peter and then probably something else before the end of the summer. And again, all those Bible studies, we did Titus earlier in the spring. What month is it now? Are we July? You guys know I messed June and July up already, so I'm just doomed this year. So I got no hope. We're in July. We did Titus in the spring. We're doing 1 Peter now. Once we wrap up 1 Peter, I'll probably do another Bible study, because frankly I just enjoy doing them. Hopefully you guys have enjoyed that. Those are on the website. They get put up each and every Wednesday. Also on the website, we have Ingrid's Ministry of Music. She comes in each week and plays her little fingers off. They work you. We work you really hard, don't we? Ingrid has been playing and just doing a wonderful job. That's available on the website. Each week's sermon, there is a video version of the sermon that you're about to hear. So, like I said a couple weeks ago, you can go back and compare and see which format you like me in. I've already been told that the sermons are much better when you can pause me, and I think I agree. Frankly, I wish I could pause myself. There's sometimes I'm like, what am I talking about? Can I hit a pause button here? So if you like the pausable version of Pastor George, that's available on the website, or you get the unfiltered version, which is much more dangerous here. There's also, obviously, if you're places to make reservations for future services, also you have the option to give online. All those are available on the website. Dennis and others have worked really tirelessly to make sure our website has stayed up to date and getting all that information out to everyone. I encourage you guys to use that. It is the first Sunday of the month, and normally on the first Sunday of the month, we would have communion. We are not going to be celebrating communion today. There's a couple of reasons for that. One, the deacons are working on a way of socially distancing communion, so we can still celebrate communion as a corporate church. We weren't quite ready for that yet, and we didn't want to do something we weren't ready to do. We do it the first of the month because that's what we've decided. Jesus' command was do this often in remembrance of me. So there's no special day that we have to do communion, but we will be celebrating communion in the near future, but we want to do it in a safe way. So we wanted to make sure that we did that. So if you're wondering why there's no communion, it's coming. We just wanted to make sure we could do it in a way that was safe for everyone. Well, that's it for the announcements. Faye's going to come up and lead worship. But before she does, you may or may not be aware of this, but it's Faye's birthday, I'm told. So normally Faye would lead you guys in a song, but because it's Faye's birthday, I'm gonna lead a song. Because I know like three songs, and one of them I know is Happy Birthday. So everybody mask up. We're gonna sing Faye Happy Birthday as she makes her way up here. What? I get musical accompaniment. This is awesome.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Faye. Happy birthday to you.